Well, welcome to Parking Thought, the podcast and YouTube channel where we share our thoughts when we park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in a car. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Our mission is to make sure we don't overlook the good in the world. On this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people we often take for granted. Curiosity meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we're going to be talking about sounding boards. Yes, sounding boards. Now, this is not an acoustical device, right? This is that process whereby we are creating something, and in the creative process, we find that we can create something better by being able to connect with somebody else and get their feedback, to have that feedback loop. Remember, there are three parts to any systems: flow, feedback, and continuous learning, right? And so we use sounding boards a lot of times when we're in our creative zone to be able to get a feedback mechanism and then apply our continuous learning and be able to develop our products better. I had an insight about this the other day, and this is why I'm sharing this with you. So a couple of things here. First off, one of the things to notice is oftentimes our feedback mechanisms are not just the person who is talking to us or a data point that we are getting externally. Sometimes our feedback mechanisms, or rather not sometimes, but all of the time, we need to recognize that one of the voices that's part of our feedback mechanisms is our own personal narrative. How you see and perceive what is going on, how you think about it, right, influences you just as much, if not more, than the feedback you are getting from somebody else. And I had this happen. So those of you who are devout listeners of this podcast and YouTube channel have noticed that the logo has changed, right? I've been wanting to upgrade the logo from the Park Shine, right? Originally, it was based on a Park Shine from Germany, which is a really interesting way of deciding how long you can park in a particular spot. And it's a neat device. And I used that as an influence to start the podcast with. It was easy to grab the image. And then I wanted to upgrade it. I wanted to create a new logo. And so I started working on it. I had an idea in my head. I bought some software to help me with it. Really grateful that all of this stuff was able to get put together. And as I was working on it, though, I wanted somebody's experience who had had lots of I wanted to leverage somebody who had lots of experience in the industry. And the gentleman I leveraged was a man on Twitter who goes by Cheese Bacon, right? Which is just awesome, right? Cheese is a great, you know, delicious thing to eat. And so is bacon. Anything with bacon, you've probably got me sold. So I hit up Cheese Bacon and I say, hey, can you take a look at this? And he goes ahead and provides some feedback. And what was interesting was I didn't follow it, or at least I didn't follow all of it. And I didn't follow all of it, not because it was bad advice, but because he had a significantly different vision from what I wanted. And I realized, and thankfully he was mature enough, and we both are, to know that I was going to go my own direction. But let's think about that. So a lot of times a sounding board is there to help you iterate, right? To help you iterate, to go to that next best thing in your continuous learning process, right? But they're not necessarily there to guide you to produce the thing that they want. They're there to help you and guide you to produce the thing that you want. And Cheese understood this, right? Which was really great. I think the logo is significantly better. It's not the same one he would have designed, and that's okay. But it's the one I was able to design, and the feedback mechanisms, right, that he's telling me, you know, and giving me some feedback, and I combine that with the voices that I have as my own personal narrative, right? I don't want to say the voices in my head. You all will think I'm crazy and you'll unsubscribe. Don't unsubscribe. But you go through that process of listening to yourself, your self-narrative, talk you through what you want your creation to look like. And I couldn't have gotten it to where it was without his help. I couldn't have gotten it to where it was without a sounding board, but it wasn't his, it was mine. And so I bring this up because a lot of times I find myself more as the sounding board in other people's lives than I do on the creative process. I don't know why. It's something about the role and position I have, both in my family and at work. I find myself as the person being a sounding board and helping people get to their next step. And you know, when you are in that situation, you can get frustrated that somebody chooses to go a different direction than what you recommended. They choose to what may sound like not listen to you. But remember the three basic parts of any system: flow, feedback, and continuous learning. It's about that other person learning, not learning to get to where you are or where you think they should be, but learning for themselves the next step forward that they should take. And we need to be patient with one another, because sometimes the steps that other people take forward either may not seem like they're steps forward, or they may not be the steps that we would take forward, and that can be terribly frustrating. Now, if it's a safety issue, step in, help out. But if it's one of those spaces where it doesn't really add a whole lot of risk, what is the harm of letting people take a step forward in a direction that's a little different? Now, cheese doesn't work for me. Not really affiliated with the podcast. I think I'd love to interview him later on. If we can get remote interviews down on this podcast, oh, I would definitely love to get an interview with Cheese down the line. So I didn't take it the exact direction he was suggesting I go, but I took it in the direction that where I wanted to go for now, because the logo is going to reflect my knowledge of learning as of last week, as of last Sunday when I finalized it and uploaded it. Right? It's going to reflect my knowledge in my continuous learning process at that point. And I'm comfortable thinking that that is a professional perspective and appropriate for now. And so that's our parking thought portion of this podcast. Let's move on to the portion where we talk about Light the World, right? So Light the World is a campaign that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints does during the month of December. And the idea is, whether you are a Christian or not, to take daily prompts during the month of September and make somebody's day brighter. And even if you don't want the daily prompts, I think we got to do this all the time. I think we got to use the hashtag Light the World and make somebody's life better. And so today's daily prompt was about saying something positive about your parents, telling them you love them, or saying something positive about them on social media. Guess what, Mom and Dad? In this podcast, in this episode, I am mentioning you guys. I love you guys. You guys are awesome. Right now, my parents are working really hard as volunteers. Yes, they volunteered to leave their house for a year and go up to very cold Alaska, even during the wintertime, and help manage the office for the missionary efforts that are up there. My dad is in charge of all of the vehicles that are used by the missionaries from our church up in Alaska, and making sure that they are fleet-worthy and safe, and that the drivers have been trained. And these are oftentimes young missionaries that have never seen snow before, having to drive in Alaska, and dad's the guy to help them with that challenge. And my mom helps out in the office with all the making sure people get their mail. I mean, missionaries love care packages. When you're away from home, a package from home feels really good. I'm not a fan of the post office, but I can tell you, I'm a fan of getting stuff when I was away from home. And so my mom helps out and coordinates all of these different activities in the office to help make sure the office functions for the hundreds of missionaries that they're responsible for, or they help to serve. And those missionaries, guess what? They're not just there to preach a message or shove the gospel down somebody's throat. They are required to do service hours every single week to find somebody in need and show them that they are loved by serving them. That is really cool. And that's what my parents help to do right now. Now, even before that, they helped to raise me. And that's awesome. I was not an easy kid to raise. Maybe one day we should interview my mother to find out just how not an easy kid to raise I was. We're not interviewing mom tonight. What I can tell you, though, is that there is a gentleness and a kindness that comes from parents that I don't think you find elsewhere. There are lots of mentors in the world, but no one can replace the mentorship that you get from your parents. And I really appreciate their mentorship and their kindness and their support. And it hasn't been easy to support me with some of my choices, but they've let me know every day that they care for me and my brothers. It's neat now to hear them encouraging me to pray for my brothers as well, to make sure that we stay strong as a family and that they're not left alone without people praying for them. And, you know, it's good advice. And I think it's good advice for all of us too, is to pray for the people in our lives to make sure that they don't feel like they're left out or lonely. I have done a podcast episode on how loneliness and sadness can be beautiful, but that doesn't mean it's a state people want to stay in. So now, with our Light the World update complete, and if you want to subscribe to Light the World, you can go ahead and Google it, right? Or you can go to churchofjesuschrist.org. And you'll be able to find links to the Light the World daily prompts that are going on for the rest of the month of December. I'm not looking ahead at the calendar. The calendar is out there, but I'm not looking ahead to find out what tomorrow is. I want to be surprised when I get the text message Now, I need to finish off this podcast by telling you that this podcast can be delivered directly to your favorite device using the subscribe links you can find in the show notes or over at parkingthought.com. We're available on Spotify, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, all of those things. And if we're not, please feel free to leave me a comment. Let me know so that way we can go ahead and fix and continuously learn and improve and help make sure that we're getting the message out. The internet allows us to share so many wonderful, great things in the world, and there's so much out there that if there's something in the way from you finding that out, let me know, especially from this podcast. We will help you out. And remember, in a world where you can choose to be literally anything, why not choose to be grateful?